10:30. Now I'm joined in the studio, he's actually looking really well. Not seen him for a very long time, but he's looking very, very fit at the moment.
Very kind.
I am very kind. I'm joined by Conservative Councillor for Hutton East, Chris Hossack. Now, you must have seen in the papers, you've been reading the Brentwood Gazette, there's been, it's time for Chris to come in and put over his side of the story with regards to the Planning and Development Control Committee meeting, which was regarding Pilgrim's Hatch Beadhold Lane. So tell us everything, tell us first of all what the meeting was about, just in case people didn't read the Gazette, and what went on.
Okay, so very simply, each month the planning committee meets to determine planning applications that are put before it.
Yeah.
And I think it was Tuesday last week now. Quite a short agenda, but there was a couple of applications on there. Very simply, they were both for residential development in the Greenbelt, recommended for a refusal by officers. One of which I'd referred, which was for in my ward, Hutton East, and the other one had been referred by Councillor Barry Aspinall, leader of the council, for his ward, Pilgrim's Hatch.
Yeah.
So you put the applications forward, you discuss, you debate, you vote, they stand or they fall.
Right.
It's that simple. So the situation was that my referred application was heard first. The applicant put his case forward. I spoke in favour of it. That's why I'd referred it. Mm. So if you're referring it down for refusal, clearly you don't agree with the officer. You want to give it a hearing, basically. That's what's happening. So I put mine forward. People are entitled to their opinion in the meeting. That's what happens. People vote. Mine was turned down. That's fine. I'll take that on the chin. All five of the opposition, if you like. I mean, the thing about planning is it's meant to be what we call apolitical.
Mm.
Okay. So you're there as a councillor to determine an application based on facts, not on which party you're from.
Yeah.
So mine got turned down unanimously from their side, if I can say that.
Mm.
But also, it didn't carry the full support of my own group.
Yeah.
So, like I say, I take that on the chin, it stands and it falls. The issue, I suppose, was, where I've got an issue is the politicisation of the planning process. Okay. So basically, I can take a grilling for putting something forward,
yeah,
but I won't take abuse.
Mm.
And I won't take insinuations that was something crooked or corrupt or odd, I think Councillor Carter said, about my application. I'll take a lecture on the Greenbelt, if I'm mistaken. But the people who are giving me the lecture have got to abide by their own rules.
Yeah.
So what, apparently, mine was put forward, it fell, job done. Let's move on to the next one. Where I have an issue is that the people who'd opposed it, mine 100%, I'm sitting here listening thinking, wait a minute, these guys are all in favour 100% of, at the highest level, the basic application is for residential in Greenbelt to be refused, same as mine.
Yep.
And I've taken lectures before. I mean, Councillor Quirk, I remember him saying, well, Greenbelt's Greenbelt, you've got to do what you got to do. Well, fine, vote that way.
Mm.
But don't have a personality change 5 minutes later and be talking in favour of one.
Yeah.
So this is where there was an issue. So I had a problem with what I'd call the flip-flop from one to the next. I had a problem with having insinuations made about my application that are unfounded. You know, what's he trying to say? Am I taking a brown envelope from the developer?
Yeah.
Is that the inference?
Yeah.
Because if you want to say that, mate, back it up, or you'll have a solicitor's letter from me, yeah?
Yeah.
So I was pretty cheesed off. The not that I've lost. Like I say, even my own party didn't support mine.
Mm.
I get upset when there seems to be a real bias in the planning process, okay? Because that's not what it's about.
Mm.
We've got a massive LDP, the Local Development Plan project, going on at the moment, which is what we need, I don't know how many thousand houses we need in Brentwood, apparently.
Yep.
God knows why, but apparently we do.
Yep.
That's a separate story. I'm sure we could do that to death one night. But, you know, if you're going to have the responsibility of delivering a big LDP project, people in West Horndon up in the arms, the Brentwood public need to be reassured that you are not, that you're handling the planning process correctly, without political bias, without favouritism, according to the rules. Have a fair debate. If there's an extenuating circumstance, carry it. If there's an exceptional circumstance, you know, or well, whatever the phrases they use to go against Greenbelt, well, let's identify it and fine. If that stands up and we vote that way, fine.
Yep.
But don't display blatant political bias in the process, because there's a lot going on with planning in Brentwood at the moment, and the people of Brentwood need to trust that the councillors in the town hall are doing things properly, and they're not flip-flopping because their council leader puts their forward and Hossack's from the opposition and he put his forward.
Yeah.
That might be an oversimplification, but that's certainly how it appeared to me. And then, of course, it ended with me saying, do you know what, it's going to be like that, I don't want to be part of this process. I'd rather go home and watch telly and have a cup of tea, frankly, yeah. than have my time wasted. So there's a bit of a gabble.
So the word that's printed in the Gazette that you allegedly said...
Yeah. Can we not repeat that on...
No, we
can... printed it?
They have, and they're very naughty.
And somebody said that I'm surprised they've repeated that, and somebody said, yeah, but it's not rude, and I don't think it's rude.
The thing is, as I was saying to Paul when he was here last week, the whole thing of being involved as a local councillor, I would like my local councillor, whoever they may be, to be passionate about what they do. And if you're not passionate, then there's something wrong, because you should be passionate. And we also put up our politicians and councillors that they have to be absolutely perfect, and nobody is. You're not perfect, local councillors are not, and I, you know, it just surprises me. You just have to say the slightly the wrong word, and the whole story is around a word rather than what it was about. You know, seemed to make that was more. You've said about who doesn't say a bad word. You can't sit out there now telling me that you don't. You know, you might be slagging off your neighbours, or you're talking about somebody, because we all do it. Yeah. We all do it.
Well, look, we're all human. Yeah. Politicians are. Be honest, I speak as one, probably the worst sort of humans, frankly.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
Yeah, you know, they are, particularly local ones. And, so the Gazette phoned me up and said, oh, he emailed me, Piers, and said, Chris, can you have got a comment about saying this word to Councillor Carter? So I found, I said, look, mate, I said, if you want to make a story about the word I used, to be honest, it's not a story.
Yeah.
If you want to look at the big picture and look at why the word was used, okay, off the back of absolute abstract political bias. If you want to see that it was biased, look at the webcam. If you want to make the story at the back that Councillor Carter is, you know, with his statesman-like voice that these politicians turn on when they're in the chamber, God knows why. It's just irritating for a start off. No wonder he got the label, yeah? So, and if you want to look at the insinuations being made about somebody who, as a councillor, is just trying to do the job, who's referring a planning application on behalf of residents. I mean, what I've not said is the differences between the two is my application, yes, in Greenbelt housing refusal, is on as currently used as a tarmac yard that's full of trucks that are rolling in and out of there. The Greenbelt is not what I define as Greenbelt, okay? And it's the whole truck yard is a tarmac yard is a nuisance to the neighbourhood.
Yeah.
And basically it's surrounded by houses on all sides. So you've got to look at the context of the physical application. So Councillor Aspinall's one is right at the far end of a lane where a guy's pitched up his caravan. He's been there 14 years. He's fenced it off. He's smack in the middle of a field, and by his own admission, the guy's a great neighbour. He keeps his place tidy and all that. He does. I sort of went to see it on the Saturday before. So I said, yeah, well, there is a difference here, Councillor Aspinall. All right? Mine's a blooming tarmacking yard that's a nuisance, and yours is a very nice little neighbour who's up at the end of a country lane in the middle of a field who's a nice neighbour, you know, who's not a nuisance at all.
Yeah.
And on those things, I think, you know, I don't mind losing. Just give me a fair hearing and apply the rules to me that you apply to yourselves, not something different. That's not what happened on the night. I walked out. I said, don't want to be part of it. And I've told the council, I spoke to the managing director, said, look, unless it changes, unless we can eliminate some of the games and the politics and, frankly, the lecturing from this Honda Accord, whatever they're called, you know what I mean, about, well, Greenbelt's Greenbelt, and, fine, lecture me, but lecture yourself and listen to your own lessons by the same rules.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. So it all ended in, not tears, I was quite happy to walk out, it was a terrible meeting anyway. But there we are. That was, you need a bit of spice in it, you've got to spice it up. God, when did the planning committee meet and ever make the radio, for goodness sake?
All the papers. Exactly. But there we go. Now, if you'd like your right to reply, as I said, if Ross Carter, rather, would like right to reply, you are welcome to come in. Any local councillors, if you want to come in and have a chat, Fridays are really good because, obviously, we have Paul in with what's going on with the council, with the updates. But everybody's welcome in. So we're not biased towards any point. We're not allowed to do that anyway. Yeah. But hopefully you've put your case across. And if you missed the beginning bit of the interview, it will be up online a little bit later as well.
I'll just say in closing, because I don't want people out there thinking, the planning process is in chaos at Brentwood. Look, I think there are issues at the committee stage when the politicians are making the decision. Our planning officers are certified, they're professional, they know the rules, they do the job properly, they make the right recommendations. I think the issue I've got is when the politicians get involved at the planning committee, it falls apart. And that's where we need to resolve the issue. Like I said, I've spoken to the managing director. I think they're aware of what happened on the night, and I think, you know, they're going to use their professional expertise to give guidance to planning members to say, come on, let's do your job properly. If you're going to sit here and vote, do it with an even hand. So the issue is at planning committee. you know, if somebody's out there thinking, I want to put my planning application into Brentwood, fine, put it in. Yeah. It works. Just keep it away from politicians. They mess it up. But there we are.
If people want to watch, is it with the webcams obviously on during the meetings, is it where you can go back and watch what went on as well?
You can. Yeah. You can.
And is that on the Brentwood? Is
I
that
believe
on the
it
Brentwood
is, yeah.
Council
so you can go on to brentwood.gov.uk. You can go into the area that talks about democracy and you can get all the meetings of webcast. I believe it was webcast.
Yeah.
All right, you know, people are listening thinking, well, of course Ossex got that opinion. Just have a look for yourself. I'm either right or I'm wrong. Yeah. But this is my opinion. I appreciate Phoenix giving me a right to put it forward.
Yep.
There might be an alternative view. People might think, well, he's got a point.
Yep.
I think I've got a point, but that's me.
It's lovely to see you. Thanks for coming in. And don't forget, if you do want your right to reply, if Ross Carter's out there and you'd like to come into the studio, you're more than welcome, as well as all the other parties that are out there in Brentwood as well.
Smashing.
Lovely.
Democracy on the airwaves.
And I'm easygoing. I let people say their point. I don't sort of jump in, you know, too much anyway.
Good for you.
Right, here's Block Party with Helicopter. I'll be back after this.